Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
In the drive to center field, Jackie going back over the fence into the bleachers, a three-run homer for Anthony Santander.
And that one's because he threw it Santander.
How about them apples?
And it's back-to-back first innings now for Price, where he's giving up a three-run home run.
You want to move on? You move on.
I mean, it seems like every team that comes to play against us, it's like they're playing extra. They really want to beat us and humiliate us.
The Orioles have shut out the Red Sox 5-0.
It's unacceptable.
NFL star Tom Brady's taking some heat this morning.
Oh, man.
Over a video he posted on Instagram, it shows him and his six-year-old daughter, Vivian.
Hi, Vivian.
Cliff jumping in Costa Rica.
The idea that I'm a Brady hater is ridiculous.
Cliff jumping.
How do you talk about a subject like this on a popular sports show?
Cliff jumping.
Say it!
Here comes the...
I'm out. See you guys.
Right now.
Have you ever played tennis with Rick Miller?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome back here.
Still wondering what that's all about.
What's that? Dennis Rick Miller?
Yeah, what is that about?
I don't know. That guy.
I love how you got your family and friends call you up for inside information.
Well, that was like a caller having a squirrel moment.
Yes.
But you have one earlier as
yes.
well.
Yes. What happened right now? It's just funny. I just saw this. You remember the AAF, right?
Well, you know I got a big crush on you.
The one, the league that's gone now, right?
Yeah,
just
it's gone. It lasted, let's see, they played 8 games. Well, they have, crowned a champion of the AAF, Steve Spurrier, who was presented with the Orlando Apollo's AAF championship ring.
Should have been trending.
Right? This is important news. It's actually a nice-looking ring. So the league couldn't even afford to allow the players to stay an extra couple nights in a hotel because they folded. Yet this guy's getting a ring. My question is, who paid for the ring? And does everybody get one?
They couldn't finance the sport. The game just stopped. They told everybody the league is gone.
Done. Dunsky.
They had to get their own flights home.
Yeah.
I think, did everybody get paid? Are they all caught up?
I'm sure people, I don't think everyone got paid. That was the problem. They owed everybody money. They still had
existing
hotel bills.
So did everyone on Spurrier's team, because they had the best record, get a ring?
It can't be the case.
Gould's distinctive gift card.
No, I don't think so. I think he just got one. He said they finished 7-1. They had the next best team, the Birmingham Iron, Arizona Hotshots, and San Antonio Commanders, each going 5-3 when the league folded. Spurrier hoped his Orlando Apollos would be declared league champs. So they actually gave them a ring, didn't play in a championship game. It just ended. It just is done. And then they sport a ring. It seems like a waste of money to me.
Yeah, you think a lot of guys are like, hey, rather than giving them a ring, because you've got my flight home?
Can you pay my phone bill? Yeah. It's crazy. There's my squirrel moment.
I like it, though. That is a kind of a strange moment. You had a strange moment, too. Was it last weekend at the Vineyard?
Yes.
When you jumped off the bridge with...
Okay, do you know the bridge I'm talking about? You know the Josh Bridge. He's not the first Fourier to jump off the bridge at an early age. All my kids at some point in time had the same similar experience jumping off that bridge.
So did you jump off the bridge before Brady did his cliff diving with little Vivian, who's 6?
No, well, they did it this weekend, right?
All right, so I just wanted... Do we have the audio of Fourier's experience sitting on the bridge at the Vineyard with little 7-year-old Hadley?
Okay. No, we're going to go together. No, we're going to go together. I'm going to hold you. Let go, just one hand.
Not a question.
On the count, look at me. On the count of 3, you have to let go, because then we'll all freeze. Ready? You ready? Look
me. 1, 2, 3. I like to look me in the eye. No,
it was look me in the eye. There was a lot of questions. There was a lot of doubt.
I'm a cat. Look at me.
Okay, so listen, he's like, are you going to catch me? Are you going to hold me? He's like, yeah, I'm going to hold you. I'm not going to let you go.
No, we're going to go together.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you.
You're going to jump by myself, Dad? No, we're going to go together.
No, we are going together. This is your first time. I'm not going to screw around. I posted that video because it kind of made me laugh because, I mean, I've been in that situation. The same similar situation as Brady. Didn't get nearly as much attention because I didn't post it out there. But just as, I mean, maybe yeah, not as dangerous. Well, I didn't want him to feel, you know, isolated and left alone because this is a guy that's getting so much criticism. Now, when you look at the video, it does have the ability to go very badly.
Like, yours?
No, his.
Yes.
His. So he's on the cliff with his daughter, and they're getting ready to jump off that cliff, which I feel like he jumps off every single summer before the camp starts.
But not this one was different than the one that we saw him do by himself. That was
yeah, but I feel like he posts a picture from this cliff, from this little place in Costa Rica every summer. It's like a rite of passage. Like, can't go to camp until I jump off the cliff. Got to wash away my sins and get ready for the season. So he's getting ready to jump off the cliff, and his daughter's standing right next to him. And it's a similar situation. You could tell there's some apprehension. She's not really sure when to go. And I don't know if she's as comfortable jumping off. Or maybe she doesn't trust him. So sure enough, he jumps. She follows. And in the meantime, in the middle of falling down, he grabs her arm.
But she didn't jump.
No, we're going to go together.
At first.
No, well, she didn't. She jumped. There was a delayed reaction on her part.
Yeah.
So he's falling, obviously, ahead
of her.
He's
got a better reaction time.
And it looks like she's dropping straight down to the rocks. Well, what he does, like any great dad does, any great quarterback, he would adjust on the fly. He recognizes the blitz. He calls an audible, and he pulls her. But what you hear from ABC, Good Morning America, the Today Show, or TMZ, it's like, he almost broke her arm. She almost died. He's a terrible father. What a terrible situation he put his poor little daughter in. It was crazy.
So, yeah, so he put it on Instagram, and he tweeted, or he put it out there, if Vivi is going to be an Olympic champion one day, it probably won't be in synchronized diving. Daddy always gives her a 10, though. He got some response from Steph Curry, Kelly Slater, The Rock. The Rock sent back, said, you know, I have complete faith in you as a man, friend, player, and father. But that just gave me anxiety,
Wait,
he says.
Former professional wrestler, The Rock.
Well, listen, I would admit, I watched that too, and you're like, Jesus. You know, I mean, you know, listen, a lot could have went wrong. And I would sit there and say, I've done this many, many times. I think we've always been there. All of us who have kids. Done something with your son, done something with your daughter. And then when you're all done, you're like, yeah, your wife looks at you and says, that wasn't very smart.
Yeah, that was, you're not thinking
that could have gone
well.
Wrong. What were you thinking? You're like, yeah, probably.
Or you go, listen, don't tell your mother, all right?
Yeah, but when I'm commercial,
don't tell mom.
It's no big deal. We've all been there. So I'm sure you look back and say, yeah, that probably wasn't the best thing, but I'm not going to go overboard like they did. What was it? Good Morning America? Everywhere. What do they say?
Super Bowl champ Tom Brady is being accused of some bad parenting after he posted this video to Instagram showing him jumping off a cliff with his six-year-old daughter, Vivian. Brady posted the video during a family trip to Costa Rica and captioned the leap saying, if she's going to be an Olympic champion one day, it probably won't be in synchronized diving. Daddy always gives her a 10, though. But his 6 million followers were quick to chime in, saying the star was being irresponsible. Bad parenting. His daughter almost broke her arm. NFL should consider punishment, one user wrote. Another saying, not the smartest move. She could have been hurt. Next time, wait to make sure she's jumping, too.
Thank you.
Even Brady's celebrity friends chimed in.
What'd they say?
You know I have complete faith in you as a man, friend, player, and...
We're done with them.
With The Rock. The Rock's chiming in.
We saw all the headlines, you know, what we got? CNN, Brady, dad shamed at the diving off cliff. Tom Brady in USA Today, shame for irresponsible cliff diving.
Irresponsible.
TMZ, Tom Brady dragged his daughter into nearly disastrous cliff.
Bad parenting.
Tom Brady, risk it all, cliff diving with daughter in Costa Rica.
Yeah,
she could have been hurt.
That one is great. Tom Brady dragged his daughter. So if you just read the headline, you don't see the video, you actually think he forces his daughter into jumping off this cliff.
Could a lot have gone wrong? Sure. Yeah, I don't know. She could have landed on top of him. Somebody could have got hurt, but it didn't happen. And I feel like a lot of these, the news just sort of threw it out there to let everybody else to judge him. You know, it's like some of them were judgmental. But they were just like, they would throw it out there and be like, okay, because they knew the reaction, right? Bad parenting.
NFL should consider
this,
punishment.
You know what this shows me?
Imagine punishing Tom Brady.
I would not be
for
surprised.
Possibly
breaking a child's arm.
Breaking his child's arm or putting her in harm.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill, there's a Tom
kid
Brady.
Who's with Family and Children's
Adrian
Services.
Adrian Peterson.
With a three-year-old kid with a broken arm.
Yeah. A couple of things stand out to me with this. One, Brady does not give a crap. He's at the point now where he's seen it all. He's been through it all. He doesn't give a crap what anyone says, how they judge him, or what they think of him.
What's up, guys?
Because the first thing, if I want to be critical of this, it's not anything that happened. Is that why would you even send it out? Like, because that video is not flattering at all.
No, I think he's got to reel it in.
Well, no, but no, so that saying, makes me think, okay, he doesn't give a crap what you think.
He doesn't
care. If you can criticize him not only with his play on the field, his choices, his lifestyle, his diet, even the way he parents, you know, because he doesn't care. So he would send that out knowing that it doesn't look great. It's not, I mean, mine,
yeah,
the one
right.
I sent out was my daughter still fell on top of me. You kind of miss it in the video. But
no, we're going to go together.
Yeah, there's a trust factor there, but to me, that was the biggest issue. Like, you really thought that was worthy? Couldn't you pass on that one? Or you know someone's going to be critical of it and judge you as a parent.
You're right. Maybe it's to the point where he doesn't care. You know, you could judge me over the Deflategate. You judge me over this.
He's been through
it all. I'm falling off the cliff. People are going to judge me no matter what. But, you know, if he does, I don't know, if you turn it back 5, 6, 7 years ago, then you would say, kind of clean it up. This is just a little reminder that, you know, you think you've controlled this social media world, right, with your TB12 videos and TB12 times. But now if you start jumping into Twitter, if he's really going to get active, we already saw him respond to somebody in Madden who was pissed about his rating. I'd be careful.
Every time, yeah. Shouldn't be kissing this kid like
Twitter's
that.
A different world.
Yeah, I know, but
I'd be
just,
careful there.
I think it's a bigger, you know, we've seen what he went through last offseason, you know, going into this offseason, coming off a loss, coming off a win, and the difference and just how he's changed and how he's morphed into the guy that he is today. From tweeting out and sending out Instagram posts, almost bragging about his arm strength and how fast he is and the fact that he's working out. It's like he's trying to prove something when he doesn't need to. But this is the one where I'm like, all right, he obviously doesn't care at all. Because if he did, I'm sure he's got people saying, you know, you probably shouldn't send this one out. This one you should probably just delete. You know, keep this in-house. You know what they're going to say about you? Good Morning America. Today, TMZ, they're going to be critical of you.
Bad parenting.
And do you need it, though? I mean, that's my point. You just don't care. You don't care at all.
So we also got this, too, from the Patriots. Real news. Adam Schefter tweeted out earlier today that Super Bowl MVP Julian Edelman was spotted at his youth camp over the weekend with a small brace over his left thumb.
I'm Julian Edelman.
He's expected to be sidelined about 3 weeks due to injury. League sources tell Field Yates and me. Karen Garigian followed that up a few hours later and says, I can confirm Julian Edelman's thumb injury via a source. He's going to miss a good chunk of time.
Good chunk of time.
And then Daniels jumped on that an hour later and said, Edelman's injured left thumb, source tells me, is, quote, mild trauma and described as, quote, not serious, unquote. So, Karen Garigian, I don't know, chunk of time. After you saw Schefter, he said 3 weeks, and then Karen Garigian says chunk of time. You're like, oh, is it going to be longer than 3 weeks? So, the thought of Julian Edelman left thumb missing 3 weeks of camp as it gets going. Maybe it's 4. Who knows? I know it's not a good thing, but does it really get guys more reps in camp, in practice? Because Julian Edelman goes out for his catch, runs back, gets in line. I think the big difference is when they start doing those scrimmages.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so if it's, let's just call it 3 weeks. So camp hasn't even officially started for them. So he'll miss the first week. So even if he misses 3 weeks, that puts him at, let's just call it the third preseason game. So he would have, I don't know, who's the third preseason? Is it Detroit or?
I don't even know. I know
I'm not
the Giants
sure.
are always the last one.
Yeah, the Giants are always last, but it'll put him in that third preseason game, which I think is a home game. And then he'll play in that one. He'll skip the last one, and then he'll be ready to play. After missing 4 games last year coming off a knee injury.
Panthers week 3.
So it didn't affect him whatsoever. There's a small adjustment, but for the most part.
No, I'm not worried about any chemistry issues between he and Brady.
No, that whole thing is over.
Not one bit. You know, I don't know the injury. Is it a broken bone? Is it a ligament? I have no clue. But because it's his left thumb, you would think that he would still be out there, right? Conditioning.
No, there's nothing wrong with his legs.
All
I would say
stuff.
he can do all individual
one-hand drills.
With
his right?
He can do all individual drills. He'll probably stay out of the team drills, 7-on-7 team drills. Maybe as a precautionary measure.
So does this lead to a more frustrated Tom Brady during camp?
Yes, it does.
Leaning on
yes,
everyone else. Philip Dorsett get a lot of targets.
Dorsett gets a ton. I would say N'Keal Harry, this guy is going to start opening day. This is not. They are not in a situation where they can afford for their highest receiver draft pick in I don't know how many years to come off the bench. He starts. Edelman starts. Dorsett starts. James White starts. Who knows what we're going to do at running back based on the fact that Sony Michel, maybe he loses his job to Damian Harris coming out the bat. But I can easily see this being Brady throwing his helmet, causing, you know, having a fit, being irritated, being agitated because no one's adjusting the route correctly. They don't know leverage, and they can't get off the line of scrimmage.
So you mentioned Sony Michel. He's one of six that start camp on the pup list. Sony Michel, Demaryius Thomas, who might stay there for a while, right? Dealing with the injury he had last year. Special teamer Nate Ebner. Defensive end Dietrich Wise, corner Ken Webster, and tackle Cole Crosston. But, you know, this one thing here, I saw Ben Volen had it about Sony Michel. He hopes his knee will be 100% ready to go week one regular season. They're taking things cautiously with Michel at the start of camp. Now, he set out Patriots offseason workout after reportedly undergoing a knee scope. And normally I would sit there and say, well, it's a scope. It's no big deal. But that's like saying that Nathan Eovaldi's elbow got scoped. No big deal.
A first-round pick for that guy?
We know there's knee issues with this guy, just like we know there's elbow issues with Eovaldi, which makes this guy Harris very interesting. And you hear all the reports in camp. They love him, right? And they're the similar players, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say they're both. I would say they're both pretty much bruising backs. And then you sit there and you go, James White's not going anywhere. And remember, Brandon Bolden, the Hail Mary hero for the Miami Dolphins. It re-signed with the Patriots. They gave him $2 million, so he's not going anywhere. Now, you may say, okay, he's a special teams guy. But every time the Patriots have been in a jam when he was originally on the team, if somebody was fumbling, if there was issue, wherever, he got those reps. Now,
yeah, that's to make sure Cordarrelle Patterson's not running the football.
And I would say that's the other thing. And now, if you have some injuries, if Rex Burkhead, who can do everything, first, second, and third down, you're not worrying about it. Like Cordarrelle Patterson being your short yardage running back is not what you want.
Let's get back to the calls. I want to go to Jim, who's out in Lynn. Jim, go ahead. You're on with the MFers.
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
Just wanted to comment on the Tom Brady thing.
Yep.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I mean, how far did he jump with his kid that is not 2 years old? Was it 10 feet, 12 feet? How do you know they didn't do it like three times before they took the video? I just think it's ridiculous, and I don't know what this world is coming to. I'll let you guys go. I love you.
That's Brady. That's all there is to it. If Lou did it, no one would say anything.
Yeah, you did it.
Oh, I did do it, and no one's saying anything.
That clip time is so scary.
You're
not in Good Morning America.
No, I'm not.
WEI,
not
on today's
show. TMZ does not have a headline.
All right, let's go to Terry in the car. Terry, you got some thoughts on this as well. Terry, go ahead.
Hi, guys. So here's my take on this. Little Vivi was to the gym. She was really excited about it, and Brady was not going to let her do it alone. So he
Of course he wasn't going to let her do it alone.
So 1, 2, 3, let's go. At that point, he had no choice but to take her with him, because if he let go of her hand, she would have hit those rocks. She would have got seriously hurt. So at the 1, 2, 3, when she hesitated, he had no choice. He literally had to take her with him. Like, that's my take on it. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Your phone's breaking up. I'm
bad
sorry.
Bad parenting.
Thing. Couldn't hear it, but I'm with you. I mean, I think, I think we've all been there with our kids. I think you've done something, and then, after it happens, you're like, yeah, that wasn't very smart. And maybe he had that thought too. I don't know, because he dragged her. She could have fallen on him. I don't know. A lot of things could have went wrong. They didn't. So, but I wouldn't lead, telecasts with it. With some of the headlines you see, it is what it is. And like you said, because it's Brady, it just gets blown up.
Yeah, and I throw out a similar video, and nobody gives a crap.
No,
what am I doing? I'm bad parenting. Just to go back to the Julian Edelman situation. So he's obviously going to be out for a chunk.
Yeah.
So the Patriots, per Field Yates, have worked out four wide receivers today. Nick Williams from the Titans, Justin Hunter from the Steelers, Poppy White.
Poppy.
Who is that?
I know Poppy. Who is that?
No.
Who is that, Tyler? From the Jaguars. That's your team.
I think a practice squad guy, yeah.
Okay, and Trayvon Dural from the Saints.
Big Pappy over here.
The guy that I liked even coming out of college was Justin Hunter. Went to Tennessee. Big guy, 6'4", 203, 205, big guy. Played with the Steelers. I tell you what, if that's the route they're going to with the types of N'Keal Harry, Justin Hunter would fit in perfect.
So there's a few names. I think they should bring them all in, right? We saw this last year.
I was going to say the same thing.
What if Maurice Harris and Inman come in? They don't work. They're gone. They're Kenny Britts and Jordan Matthews of the world. They're done.
Would you say that's intriguing?
You know, I would say it's intriguing, but I wouldn't say it's that intriguing. So Ben Volen has an article, more intrigued than usual at Patriots training camp this year. I don't know what he says as far as usual. I mean, there's some intrigue. We can go
Ray
up and down.
Ipso loquitur.
You know, Gronk's not here. The owner's in a little bit of a legal battle. We'll see if he gets suspended or not. You have some coaches changes. You got no tight end. You know, Edelman with his thumb now. The wide receiver depth's in question, and your left tackle. So yeah, I would say that there's some intrigue, right?
But yeah, more than usual. I mean, so when I saw this, I just started thinking. I was like, wow. I didn't mean not to nitpick, but I was like, no, I don't think it was even close. Because when you start going through all the things that happened after the team, after the Patriots lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, it was nothing but issues. It was nothing but
last year was drama.
Was intrigue. Last year was crazy, ridiculous. Do you remember this from just to kind of add to it? Then we'll get into all the things that happened and compare the two. Remember this from Colin Cowherd before the season started?
A year ago today.
And the AFC, which has been down for 3 years, is better. Deshaun Watson, Houston, better. Andrew Luck returns better. Chargers are better as a roster. Jags are better as a roster. Steelers are better as a roster. Houston's better as a roster. Kansas City's better as a roster. I still think they win their division, but I can say this with full confidence. This is not a Super Bowl winning roster. It's just not. I mean, who knows if Edelman can play anymore? He's off an ACL. He's an older receiver off an ACL. Look at that receiving core. Busts, has-beens, don't knows, return guys. God, that's a mess.
See, the return guy was Cordarrelle Patterson, and yeah. So that's one part. That was a year ago today. But go back to when the Super Bowl was over. All the issues, all the things that were popping up during
can
the
off
season. Please do.
All right,
I know you got a long list.
First off, you had Tom versus time, where a lot of things came on. Remember, you wanted to be appreciated.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had that. You lost the Super Bowl. Your defense sucked. They didn't play Malcolm Butler. You wonder what the hell was going on with Malcolm Butler. Did Bill Belichick lose the team? Does he have to apologize to all the captains on the football team for not playing Malcolm Butler?
And explain it to him.
Matt Patricia leaves to go to Detroit, your defensive coordinator. You lose Malcolm Butler, Deion Lewis, Brandon Cooks, Danny Amendola, and Nate Solder. So you have no left tackle. You didn't upgrade at the linebacking core, a defense that just gave it up in the Super Bowl. And then you also still had the Gronk retiring stuff. Remember the vroom vroom stuff when Belichick had to call him into his office? There was so much going on last year with this New England Patriots team.
Yeah, even you had Josh McDaniels who had agreed
left
to sign,
and came
who,
back.
Who had agreed to be the coach of the Indianapolis Colts and then return because they were going to open up their world to him. It was a whole new world. It was Josh McDaniels starring as Aladdin. Then you also remember, you mentioned the offseason, just Brady's offseason. He decides he's not going to any OTAs. He's
no
not going to work out, not doing anything. He's
first time ever.
Yeah, he's out throwing footballs on a yacht, dressed in all white in the south of France or wherever the hell he was.
It's going to be about my family.
There was so
all
much.
That, yeah, even at the point, even with Gronk.
Oh, by the way, Julian Edelman got suspended
yes,
for PEDs
true.
In June.
So not only does Julian Edelman, is he coming off a knee injury where he missed the whole year, and then he gets hit with a 4-game suspension. In around June, they find out that he took something, whatever it is. Nobody still knows. But so he's suspended. And you still have the Gronk issue that was finally kind of settled after his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, paid a visit to Foxborough. And they basically said, listen, if you don't shut the hell up, we're going to ship you off to Detroit. We're going to trade you to the Detroit Lions, and Matt Patricia is going to be your head coach, and that's the way it's going to be.
People popping off how it's no fun there. They have fun. Deion Lewis shredding
Lane
them.
Lane Johnson. Yeah. Malcolm Butler, the issue with Malcolm Butler still going on, even when he became a Tennessee Titan. You're losing
one of your organization.
You're losing Brandon Cooks, who was a 1,000-yard receiver for the third year in a row. He ended up going to the Rams and doing the same exact thing.
There's obviously, Gronk not being here is big, but nothing is bigger than the drama that was around Brady and Belichick.
Yeah, they don't like each other.
The Jimmy Garoppolo thing was still
Jimmy
out
Garoppolo
there.
Was,
I mean, it was last offseason, from the time he lost the Super Bowl to when camp started, it was like 4 years of drama. So much going on. And what did they do? They put it all together and won a Super Bowl.
So I just feel like
there's
most
some intrigue,
fans,
but it's not more than
no,
usual.
No, but I feel like it's like a normal year. It's an intrigue that you would see at any other team. There's no Deflategate. There's no, I wouldn't say even the craft situation. That's kind of, you know, drifted off into the distance. Nobody's even caring about it or even talking about it anymore. You have more information on Big Papi or more interest in what's going on with him than you are craft. Once everybody realized there was no, you know, sex trafficking going on, nobody even cares anymore. So, or if he is even going to be suspended. That's what's next. That's the most intrigue. But even then, nobody really cares. So you'll start the season. You'll be wondering if N'Keal Harry can be a starter. Can N'Keal Harry at least give you what Josh Gordon gave you? Can they survive at the tight end position until Ben Watson comes back? Is Rex Burkhead going to make the team? Your left tackle, who now you're going to have a third new left tackle.
We knew who Trent Brown was.
No, Nate Solder. He leaves. He becomes the highest paid tackle in the history of NFL. Trent Brown takes his spot. He gets an unbelievable salary.
And a rookie
running
back. And here
comes Isaiah Wynn.
Is your starter.
Yeah.
God, I mean, last year there was so much.
Yeah, it's crazy that they, and then even going through the season, all the bumps and all the doubts that people
Josh
had.
Josh Gordon.
I mean, it really was.
Trade.
So based on that.
Suspended.
It's going to be boring. I mean, really, what is like, you have, it, this is, this
no,
is what's weird.
Now it's normal.
It's normal.
Intrigue.
This is what they deal
with. More than usual.
This is what they deal with in, you know, other cities. Tennessee, Seattle, Arizona, Denver.
Yeah, who's going to play left tackle?
Yeah, who are the position battles?
Tight end is thin. I don't think they have one, personally.
No, they don't have one right now.
Boring. Wide receiver's thin. I mean, is there any intrigue to your defense other than Bill calling plays, maybe? Who calls plays? Defense is stacked.
There's even you're right. Your safety position is set. I think your second corner is going to be a battle. Linebacker, you may have one of the better linebacker cores in the NFL with Jamie Collins, Landon Roberts, Dante Hightower, Kyle Van Noy. Michael Bennett replaces Trey
Bentley.
Flowers.
Juwan Bentley.
Juwan Bentley. I mean, really, I don't really know where there's really not that much intrigue at all, I guess. Compared to last year, I guess if you just as a standalone, normal, you know, run of the mill season, fine. There's some interesting topics and storylines.
Nothing
but
compared
intrigue.
To last year.
Oh man, last year was insane.
Nothing compared to last year.
If you're going
to
sit there and list all the crazy stuff that has happened with the Patriots over the 20-year run that Brady has been here, last offseason is top three easy.
That to me is one of the craziest off seasons you'll ever see. In my mind.
How would they respond? Who's going to play?
I mean,
what?
Aaron Hernandez, the whole thing, that drama and that whole, the case and you name it, I get it.
But case didn't even get that much attention.
No, but when you're talking about the relationship between, we start questioning the relationship between Bill and Tom Brady.
Yeah. Can I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun?
So many messages.
Yeah, Brady and Gronk wanting to be appreciated.
Yeah.
Both of these guys redoing their deals to some bogus incentives thrown into their
contracts.
That
they weren't going to make.
Planet players
that they made the first year but weren't going to make the second year.
Is Bill ever going to address the Malcolm Butler situation? All the losses you had on offense.
It's going to seem like a boring run-of-the-mill season.
It was ridiculous. Let me go to Mike and Warren. Mike, go ahead, buddy. You're on OMF.
Yeah. I love it, Lou. I'm telling you, the whole thing with Brady and the cliff diving and even going back to the Bob Kraft situation, this is all about the haters. I'm telling you, this is Pittsburgh Steelers fan stuff. That's all they're talking about.
The idea that I'm a Brady hater is ridiculous.
Well, you know, I get how, you know, Kraft is a story. I get it.
It was?
Yeah, I get it.
Nobody's mentioned
it's
it.
Gone.
Camp is opening up Thursday.
But
Thursday,
the Brady thing
starting.
Is no question. The Brady thing to me, like the news outlets, media outlets, thanks for the call, Mike. It's more of like, you know, we're not going to pass judgment on our show. We're just going to throw it out there. We're going to show you the video. And then, you know, because we know the reaction we're going to get.
You know, we haven't had one discussion about whether or not Brady missing OTAs is going to affect the other wide receivers. Is it going to affect, is it going to delay their development?
Because of last year.
Obviously, yeah, because of last year. So they're really, anyone who has a doubt, I mean, you really don't have a leg to stand on.
No, because last year. But last year it was a story. And I don't think it was overblown. And I know that they won a Super Bowl. And I would still say I think it would have helped. You know, I don't know if obviously they won the Super Bowl, but I think it might have helped.
It doesn't matter.
You know, that's what I mean. It doesn't matter.
But what is it,
at some point early
catch?
In the year, you know, he walked in the year, no OTAs, you know, and eventually he got Edelman back and he had Gronk and he had James White. You know, but maybe he could have got more out of Dorsett. Maybe he could have got more out of Patterson. I don't know. You know, and this year, would I have liked to have been there? Yeah, I still would have liked to have been there.
Yeah, I think
still,
you got every
even though
ounce,
it didn't matter last year, I still would have liked
to
have been there.
Yeah, I think you got every ounce of talent out of Cordarrelle Patterson.
I would agree.
This is a gimmick return specialist guy. You use him as receiver. He did a million returns. He played tailback short yards. He got thumped left and right because he stands straight up and down when he's running during short yardage and goal line. But you survived until everybody got healthy. Rex Burkhead came back. Sony Michel came back. They got healthy. That's the other thing. How unbelievably fortunate they were that all the injuries that they had didn't hurt them going into the latter part of December into the playoffs. They had a bye week. Then they played their two games, had another bye week, and then they played the Super Bowl. I mean, it worked out perfect for them. Worked out perfect. And now I'm seeing people like on these pregame shows calling for the Buffalo Bills to win the AFC East.
Well, they're searching.
As a bold move.
They're searching.
Can we just say, wait, it's too early. I would say don't buy into Josh Allen. Don't buy into Buffalo Bills.
Well, you know, somebody in the AFC East is going to start off 3-0, correct? I don't know, Buffalo, New York. Someone will. 4-1.
Who do you think has the best odds other than the Patriots? And I would say, based on the Patriots' recent history, they're not going to start 3-0.
No,
they're going to drop one. They're going to end up being 2-2.
But you don't think they'll be like, you don't think Jets or Buffalo start off 3-1? Jets. 3-1.
I got to look at their schedule. I got to look at their schedule because you think about the AFC East overall. The quarterback competition is Josh Rosen, Ryan Fitzpatrick in Miami. Sam Darnold is now your official starter in New York. Le'Veon Bell is now your back, and he looks like he's in mad shape. And then you throw Josh Allen in his second year with the same offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Jets won't be 3-1.
Who are they playing?
They open up at home against Buffalo, home against Cleveland, at New England, at Philly.
No, they'll be fine.
Cleveland
and then
is
Dallas,
the second game.
And then New England again. And then at Jacksonville.
New York,
J-E-T-E. Yeah, but you didn't remember. The Jets started off strong last year.
Okay, but
new
fine.
Coach, though, now.
The Jets' first six games. Buffalo, Cleveland at home, at New England, at Philly, home against Dallas, at New England, home against New England. Those are your first six. Yeah, that's not a good start.
They got old crazy eyes back there.
Yeah, that's
Adam
not a
Yates,
good start.
He'll be fine.
That's not a good start. Not a good start to them. All right, listen, when we come back, more inconsistencies out of the NFL. We thought they were changing their ways, being more lenient. Apparently not. We'll get into that as OMF continues right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
One other thing worth watching here. Tom Brady, as of now, is set to go into a contract year for the first time in his career. My understanding is no new deal is on the horizon at this point. It would be a unique type of a contract because nobody's played at this level and one like Brady has as he comes up on his 42nd birthday. But remember, the Patriots have a track record getting deals done, including with Brady, in August and September. So stay tuned before we start figuring out where Brady could land in free agency in
2020. Tom Pelissero from NFL Network. By the way, this hour is brought to you by South Coast Chamber. Make sure you join them August 1st through the 4th for the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament in New Bedford. Tom Brady's contract. So the salary cap, I believe, is $27 million this year. The salary is going to be $15. Usually when you see something like that, you figure the restructure's in order. Now, it's not like they need to free up cap space. But when you just look at it and say that just does it make sense? No. Maybe they look at it and think, well, you know, we don't need the cap space. So why extend him? Why put us in a situation to where 2-3 years down the road we eat money if things don't work out?
Yeah, so that was Tom Pelissero.
Yes.
From the NFL Network.
Yes.
So this is something, you know, whenever I hear Brady in free agency, it kind of intrigues me a little bit. It's like, oh, yeah, like Tom Brady's ever going to reach free agency at this point. If he didn't reach free agency, 3-4 years ago or any other point in time during his career, he's never going to reach free agency. So he's got a year left on his contract. He can either play it out or they do what the Patriots always do. and they end up signing him, re-signing him, or extending him at some random day in September or October. They just get it done. They work it out.
I think they would. I mean, and I don't know what that move would be for to free up cap space. I have no idea. Maybe they need some cap space in case number 87 decides to come out of retirement.
Well, but that was part of the issue, is that the Patriots needed more money to spend on other players. He's not coming back. Let's not even get in that debate. He's not coming back,
period. That's some intrigue.
That's manufactured intrigue. Wow. The stuff that was happening last offseason, that stuff was real.
Speaking of intrigue, I want to go quick call here. John from Maine. Porn. John was up in Maine. John, go ahead. You're on with the OMF.
How you guys doing? Yeah, I think that's a manufactured intrigue, definitely. I think part of the reason why there isn't a lot of intrigue surrounding the team is because although he is turning 42, everybody's not that worried about it. We still think Tom's going to be Tom. And I think there could be a lot more intrigue surrounding the team if the Robert Kraft story went differently. But the way it went, there was a lot of allegations surrounding it early, and all those came out to not be true. And the way that social media is nowadays, stories come up and they just go away so fast. So,
yeah, the question I have about when it goes into the offseason, there's always an older player. Like, who was it last year? Who was the receiver last year from the Jets? Eric Decker. Wasn't it Eric Decker?
Yeah.
And for every Eric Decker, there's a John Lynch or one of those players that it's just passing through.
They brought Reggie Wayne back.
Reggie Wayne, that's right. Yeah. Reggie Wayne's another one.
He didn't like it, though.
Right away. And they don't like it right away. They realize this isn't for them as soon as they step on the field. And I don't know what it is, but every year there's that guy.
Yeah, yell at me.
Yeah, that they try to kind of, restart and – had a good career and never really won anything. And he comes in late during camp, after camp already starts. And then they end up just retiring before camp even ends. They just say, screw it. Every year there's one of those guys. Like, who is that guy this year? Who's the Eric Decker of this offseason? Who's the Reggie Wayne?
I hope it's not Michael Bennett.
No, well, Michael Bennett's different. Michael Bennett was signed early. He's on the team.
Things that make white people uncomfortable.
This guy's not missing.
Well, I'm just saying, hopefully that a veteran comes in and doesn't work. No, because they need it to work with him.
No, but I would say that they would also need, so they're bringing in all these guys, Justin Hunter, there's four receivers that came to work out, veteran guys that have been in the league before. There'll be an older guy that gets released before camp starts or gets cut in like the first week and the Patriots, or has not been signed at all yet. So, I mean, there's a receiver out there that has not. Is Michael Floyd on a team? Maybe they'll bring him back. Maybe they'll bring him back into the fold.
So I teased at the break how the NFL is
in this score, Thomas Avenue.
Inconsistent.
Not even close.
That's Michael Floyd. I love that cut. But inconsistent. I know Friday you were off when the Tyreek Hill news broke that there'll be no suspension with him whatsoever. Florio, we were talking about his piece. And that there's been a shift in how they're handling personal conduct. And a lot of it has to do with maybe ratings. How it's a business now. They had the whole no more campaign in 2015. Goodell's throwing suspensions left and right on guys that aren't convicted or whatever, but it's just personal conduct policy. Everything's falling underneath it. 2016, the presidential election, the debates were going on,
yep.
Ratings went down. 2017, you had kneeling issue, Colin Kaepernick, ratings went down. Last year, an offensive boom, and the ratings go up. So when Ezekiel Elliott gets in trouble again out in Las Vegas, no suspension. When Tyreek Hill finds himself in a bad situation, no suspension. So we thought there was a shift until today when the NFL released that Jaron Reed of the Seattle Seahawks has been suspended without pay for the first six games for violating the league's NFL personal conduct policy. Apparently, this stems back to an incident in April, I believe, of 2017.
Yep.
Where he
there was an incident at a house.
He was not charged.
Nope.
He was not arrested. I guess this statement from the Bellevue Police Department back then, he said, after careful review of the case, prosecutors believed there was insufficient evidence to prove, quote, beyond a reasonable doubt, unquote, of the alleged crime. As with all criminal cases, prosecutors take every incident related to domestic violence very seriously. So there was no case. There was no conviction. There was no arrest. There was no charge.
But the NFL found him culpable.
And they gave him six games.
Yeah. Six games. And they're
2 years later.
Well, you remember, so Lisa Friel, who was appointed by Roger Goodell to handle all these all these investigations, domestic abuse, and any sort of relationship with the police department of that particular city. She had advised Roger Goodell that, okay, Ezekiel Elliott, nothing to see here. The witness isn't credible. There's a lot of holes in her story. And recommended nothing. Well, he fined him anyways. Maybe because he was a star, a popular figure, and he felt like he had to, make a point and teach him a lesson or send a message to somebody else in the league. Hey, Ezekiel Elliott isn't even safe. So this guy, no files charged, no nothing. It's 2.5 years later, and now they find him culpable? Yeah. I don't know. It's just a weird situation. The problem with the NFL is that they're so inconsistent, and they never will be, because part of their, I guess, their message is that every case is different. Every situation is different, so we're not going to handle all these cases the same. We're not going to handle the Ray Rice case the same way we handle Adrian Peterson. We're not going to handle Ezekiel Elliott the same way we do any other guy. I mean, there's a long list of them, but this one is just odd. And I tell you what, and I think you said it earlier, the only reason why he's not being suspended is because his name is Tyreek Hill and he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, that's a lot to do with. How about Ezekiel Elliott with the Cowboys? You suspended him. He ended up missing games, one of your biggest markets. You get the great young quarterback in this league, in Pat Mahomes. Both those teams are going to be all over Monday night, Sunday night football. You really want Pat Mahomes out there with no Kareem Hunt, no Tyreek Hill?
I would say that I think they learned from that mistake. I feel like they learned that they couldn't just sit there and just throw the book at him when the guy wasn't even charged, and there's holes in everybody's story.
But then they came back and did this.
To me, it doesn't make sense. So if you're pulling your hair out, I completely understandable.
If you're a Chiefs fan, and you and I have discussed this before when it comes to Tyreek Hill, if you're a Chiefs fan, you sit there and say, well, what's the charge? We have no clue. You don't know if the kid tripped over a toy and broke his arm. You don't know if these two did. You have nothing. You have a tape in which he's secretly being taped, and he didn't admit guilt in that either. He actually accused her of lying back in 2014. So there was a threat, or at least, to my knowledge, what I understand it, when he said, you should be terrified of me.
It's terrified. He is terrified of me.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
Dumb bitch. That's why you can't
man. Okay, so based on the way the league handles these things, even if you're found... Even if you're innocent, but you just happen to be in the wrong place in the wrong time, you get fined. You get suspended. So if Ezekiel Elliott was in the wrong place at the wrong time and there was no charges and Lisa Friel found him to be innocent, then he shouldn't be suspended. So this guy Reed, what's his first name?
Jaron Reed.
Jaron Reed. 2.5 years later, now you're going to fine him? Now you're going to suspend him 6 games? I don't know. It seems excessive to me.
Yeah, and I forget the Jimmy Smith one, the suspension, because I said that he was suspended for threats. But it was, I forget the wording. I had it in front of me a second ago. Maybe Tyler can find it. But it was more about physical threats. It was emotional. Not emotional threats, but just a pattern of past incidents.
Well, so tell me this. What kind of sense does this make? Okay, so if Terrell Pryor...
Emotional abusive behavior.
Okay.
And
so it was Jedi
a pattern
mind
of it. Okay, that was part of the whole Jimmy Smith suspension, a pattern of abusive emotional behavior.
And a pattern of improper conduct.
Okay, so Tyreek Hill has a history of improper conduct.
Right.
Conduct, like crazy. So what about Terrell Pryor? Terrell Pryor was suspended before he was even in the NFL because he sold his Big Ten championship ring. So, but before he was on a team,
well, Dave
Roger Goodell suspended him.
Dave Brown had the tweet. If you find it curious, Tyreek Hill's never been suspended by the NFL. Consider this. Goodell suspended Terrell Pryor for selling his Big Ten championship ring before he was in the league. He got a 5-game span. He had a 5-game suspension. Dave Brown actually was the one that tweeted the other day of how, the league basically told Josh Gordon, right, to try to take care of himself or whatever it was for abusing drugs. Tyreek Hill abuses humans, and they tell him to report
the
camp.
So one is self-inflicted wounds. It's almost emotional issues that you're dealing with. So I think those are looked at differently. Looking at a guy with alcohol abuse or drug abuse, I think you have a softer hand towards those guys because they're not you're not going out and beating anybody up. They're actually like dealing with a bunch of demons and they can't let it go, yet they want to do the right thing, blah, blah, blah.
All right, let's go to the phone call, 617-779-7937. I want to talk to Tim. Tim, you're out in Natick, I think. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
So I just want to let you guys know, we're talking about the receivers, and sometimes they stick on the older receivers. Well, I have a feeling Demaryius Thomas is going to stick, and I think the other guys, it seems like as they get older, they don't want to put in the work. I think he wants to put in the work. What I'm seeing is I actually was in, I was at TB12 in Foxborough a couple of weeks ago for my shoulder, and when I came out after my session, he was in there working out with Guerrero and another one of the trainers on his Achilles doing some work at TB12. So, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful he's going to catch on.
Well, actually, yeah, thanks for the call. He's actually the guy you're talking about. And I wouldn't say I'd put him in like, you know, Reggie Wayne. I think he's completely done. You know, I think he had more, but he got a serious injury. So he's a guy that may never work out. And he's with Alex, and that's smart, right? Soft tissue, Achilles, whatever it is, lower calf, whatever he's going to be dealing with. That rehab.
Yeah.
But it's not a question of, for him, right now, it's not a question of work ethic. It's a question of health, isn't
it? Yeah, man, he's on the PUP list, so he's got plenty of time. They're going to have plenty of time to decide what they want to do with him. So he's on the PUP list. Who is Ebner's on the PUP list? Sony Michel's on the PUP list. So, no, they got plenty of time to figure it out. And I mean, and it's funny. So if we were to say this, talk about intrigue, going back to last offseason, Demaryius Thomas is working out at TB12. Because remember, that was part of the issue also. Guys working out with TB12, issues in the training room, issues in the work in the weight room for the Patriots. This whole
is Alex going to be on the flights this year?
Yeah.
Who can and can't go up to TB12? Will be worked out at Gillette.
Yeah. Yeah,
underneath in his office. Does he have his office anymore?
Alex is my secret.
You remember when there was video of him walking through the tunnel for the first preseason game? Oh, he's on the plane. Oh, okay. Everything must be okay.
They're letting him go on the bus to the field.
Yeah. Oh, there's special treatment. It's crazy.
Yeah, so again, Boland coming out with more intrigue this year than usual. I think both of us said in comparison to last year, when you really run down everything that went down last year, I mean, just player personnel that left, and Malcolm Butler, Nate Solder, Danny Amendola, Brandon Cooks, Deion Lewis. You factor in Tom versus time, Brady-Belichick relationship, Malcolm Butler not playing in the Super Bowl. You just got smoked in the Super Bowl. Still talks of Gronk retiring. Remember vroom vroom at Gillette? He needed to have a sit down with his head coach. Josh McDaniels went to Indy. Then he came back. Patricia went to Detroit. God, there was so much.
There's a lot.
Julian Edelman got suspended. I mean, it just went on and on. You couldn't believe it was one offseason.
We had the same discussions about the receiving core at that point in time as we are this year. Same discussions.
All right, let's go to John in Connecticut. John, go ahead, pal. You're on with the MFers.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very good.
Being that you're both professional athletes and livelihood is involved, I got the breaking news on my phone, and I'm looking at this thing about Reed, and I'm going, wait a second. Same identical thing just happened with this dude in Kansas City, and they did nothing. Christian, play into the NFL, and they start taking your money. Why wouldn't you get an attorney, a top-notch attorney, and basically say, I'm suing you? The same exact case just broke less than a week ago. You said, no, there's nothing to see here.
Well, different.
Yet, 2.5 years ago, what's that?
Well, you can listen. The NFL, there is a appeal process that you can go through, but they never.
I know, but
work.
Does the appeal basically stop your suspension until it goes to a higher land or something like that?
Well, I mean, if you want to do that, okay, you can sit there and push it and push it and push it. But I think everybody
wouldn't you?
Well, it depends on what is the. I mean, this isn't Brady. Like Brady took it to the Second Circuit or whatever the hell he took it to. But if you're Ezekiel Elliott, is it smarter at this point in time just to take the 6-game suspension and move on from it? If you're Jaron Reed for the Seattle Seahawks, is it easier just to kind of take your punishment? Even though he doesn't even, listen, I hear you, but that's not the business you're in. That's not the league you're in. So
how would you like your agent to call you, or you don't even know, and you see ESPN that you're done for 6 games or something happened? So 2 years ago, there was no redress. There was no arrest and no charges.
None. No, I don't.
I mean, I'm not even supposed to care, but what the heck?
Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, I remember I got fined for an illegal chop block, and I had, like, video evidence of me not doing it. It wasn't me. They still fined me. They still took $25,000 out of my check. It was amazing that they just, the amount of power that they have. What?
It's scary. It's scary in this day and age with all the camera angles they have, how bad the officiating's become, yet nothing happens to anybody except the players.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, too, because apparently what, his appeal was denied, I believe. So, I mean, you know, the union's on his side. They can plead his case. You know, again, I go back to the union will say
it's not worth it. The union says it's not worth it.
No, but I'm still baffled on the Ezekiel Elliott thing. Thank God I'm not like in Dallas, you know, in a cowboy, you know, working radio down there. Because that was ridiculous. They sent their investigator, woman.
Lisa Friel. Yeah.
They sent her to investigate what went on.
And she did.
And she did. And she sat down with the victim and came back and said, I don't believe her. Yeah. I don't believe her story. You should not suspend Ezekiel Elliott one game. Let alone six. But they said, thanks for your work. Six.
Bad optics with Ezekiel Elliott. Nobody cares with Reed.
Nobody.
This case.
Well, Seattle just traded Frank Clark.
I know, but we couldn't find any information about this story today.
No.
No write-ups, no information, no detail whatsoever. So, obviously, this has been going on for 2.5 years, and we're just finding out
nothing,
about it.
Nothing. All right, listen, OMF, as you've probably heard, no Ordway today. He's actually off all week long. When we come back, we got Last Call. That comes up next on OMF.
Back. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
More of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretching my thumb.
Where's it gonna f***ing end?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Well, welcome back to OMF. I know our good friend Teddy Bruschi, who suffered a stroke back July 4th, has actually announced that he's going to join the Sunday NFL Countdown.
Yep.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sam Ponder will host, Matt Hasselbeck, Randy Moss, Rex Ryan, and Lewis Riddick will be there. But Teddy Bruschi will be there as
our
well.
Our guy.
He actually sat down and talked to Adam Schefter on his podcast and went over what happened there July 4th just a few weeks ago.
Well, what happened July 4th was I went for a run, which I've been doing a lot lately, and I told my wife and I told my kids to meet me down there. So it's about 3.5 miles, and I ran down there, and they met me down there in about 25 or so minutes to work out themselves. I was going to work out my kids. All of a sudden, my left hand just started feeling weak, and I was trying to set up, and I had this equipment bag with me, and I was pulling up the equipment bag from the ground to myself, and my left arm wasn't coming up, and the bag got sort of caught up in my hand, and I pulled the bag up, and my left arm came up, and I could see it in front of me, but I couldn't feel the arm, and I don't know how it got up there, so I grabbed my arm, and I couldn't feel it at all, and I had lost the use of my left arm. What's going on? Are the exact words that I said. What's going on? And those words didn't sound the way they sound right now, the way I'm telling you. I slurred them. You couldn't understand what I was saying. So I said, what's going on? But imagine someone slurring them. So I turned to my wife then, and she looked at me, and I said, something's not right. And she couldn't understand what I'm saying. And she looked at my face, and the left side of my face was drooping. We knew this was happening again after 14, 15 years since my last stroke in 2005. So we called 911 right away, and the ambulance came to the field and picked me.
He ran to Bishop Feehan High School.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where his son and my son go to school. And when I asked him about it, he said he was eating something, and whatever he was eating
started falling out of his mouth.
Fell out of his mouth.
Jeez.
I mean, I'm laughing now because it's just the visual is weird. But you
come
know,
back
he,
with Damien Woody.
He recognized what was going on, and yeah, they were on the field, and poof, they just jet it to the hospital.
You know, it's funny because I know he sat down with us Marathon Monday, and he always talked about how people would come up to him and thank him, you know, for all the work that he had done and to help people understand the signs of a stroke. Right, to know what is going on and recognize those signs so you could quickly get help. And obviously, he knew the signs, you know, and he kind of knew what was going on. But everything you hear now, he's doing much better.
Yeah, he was actually nice. Felt better that day.
Well, it was funny because I heard, like, initially when you heard it, like, he's doing better. He's okay.
Yeah.
And then but he was all, remember talking about how.
Did you thoughts and prayers him?
I don't know. Just retweeted a couple things. You know how that goes.
I remember talking. Oh, this is mad. I didn't thoughts and prayer you.
But my thing was like, what is better?
Thoughts and prayers, everybody.
I remember you talking about while guys you've seen him in the training room, while guys are like, you know, lifting weights and getting ready to play football, he's learning to walk again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, what does that mean? What's better? Is he back to where he was then? To where is he now? He have to learn to walk again.
No, it wasn't even close. Right? From what he told me, he responded pretty quickly, yeah. Even before he got to the hospital.
Yeah, well, that's obviously great news. The other thing too, I wanted to play. So Le'Veon Bell, right?
He's back, baby.
Yeah, he is back. And you're going to deal with him a couple times a year.
Yeah.
Good player. Apparently, people are kind of critical because he put out a rap album this offseason. And he had a lot of time in his hands, anyways, throughout the last football season. But
didn't show up to OTAs either.
Yeah, very critical of him and his off the field stuff and his hobbies. So I think I don't know who caught him at the airport or whatever it was. And he had this to say to those people out there.
Hey, real bro, I'm tired of social media. I'm tired of everybody telling me, you're not focused. You only want to make music. He want to play basketball. He do everything besides play football. And let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. Everybody talking, man. I know y'all got a favorite person, a favorite athlete, your mom, your dad, whatever y'all do. So if somebody work at Target, do you think when they work from day 9 to 5, they go home and all they doing is worry about putting on the shelves? They trying to worry about what serial number's coming up? No. You think Bron is waking up? Oh, he ain't having no Taco Tuesdays.
What?
Bron don't have Taco Tuesdays. Y'all think he's just whooping all day? Y'all think Beyonce waking up singing all day? She don't go to work, she don't act. She don't do nothing else taking her kids. Really, she's waking up singing. So y'all think it's legitimate for me to just, oh yeah, I ain't supposed to be in this airport on the escalator. I'm supposed to be running up the steps, huh? Working out, getting up these damn steps, huh? That's crazy. So guess what I'm gonna do for y'all? I'm gonna give y'all this one time. Run down these damn steps. Look, running down the escalator.
He's literally running.
I like it.
Down the escalator. It's gonna be great. I hope they're respectable. I hope their team is respectable. He's gonna fit right in there in New York. Because nobody's looking at the Giants right now.
No, it'll be I think for him it's different, right? I don't see anybody criticizing others for hobbies in the offseason.
There's
only
five people probably said something to him on Twitter.
I know.
And just like Brady, they gotta
it's
feel
a
like
Twitter world.
It's like it's they that that's they don't speak for the masses.
It's a Twitter world. It is. Sox win tonight or no? Jalen Beeks,
yes.
E-Rod.
Yes.
They win?
Yes. I got. Wait, out. Didn't I say they're going to, with three games, they're going to win 2 out of 3?
2 out of 3?
2 out of 3. Right, well, and they're going to split with the Yankees.
Got a little talking baseball tonight at 11 o'clock.
Do you?
Yeah, following
double
that
dipping, hosting and yep. Talking baseball.
Yep. That's how we roll.
All right.
All right, listen, we'll catch up with you guys tomorrow. No Ordway to be the MFers again tomorrow. So have a good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's over. We suck.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.